This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Shot up at the buzzer, it's good!
Brooks Hall!
The place hits it at the buzzer, the Dayton Flyers!
Pandemonium in the Dayton Decibel Dungeon!
Sanford, grabbed all the way up.
This is one of the great college basketball venues in the nation, UD Arena.
Aloha, and welcome back to Talking Out Loud. We are live from Maui. It is about 9:40 a.m. Maui time, day after Dayton suffers a 92-90 loss to the North Carolina Tar Heels in the first round of the Maui Invitational. Dayton led in this game by as many as 21. They led by 18 at the half, but ultimately could not hold on. North Carolina makes a couple plays down the stretch. They cut the lead to 9 or 8 with about 8 minutes to go, and it was pretty much a slugfest from there. And ultimately, Dayton comes up short. It's a loss that stings, quite frankly. You had a tremendous opportunity right in front of you to get a marquee win, a crown jewel win in your sixth game of the season. You outplay them tremendously in the first half. You get out to a big halftime lead, and then, you know, a team of North Carolina's caliber, you knew they weren't just going to roll over and just let Dayton walk to the finish line. You knew North Carolina rather was going to put up a fight in the second half. You knew they were going to go on a run. They're extremely talented, especially at the guard position. RJ Davis was their best player last night, like he is on most nights. He scored 30 points. He was 8 of 19 from the field, 4 of 10 from 3. He was 10 of 11 from the line. Seth Trimble, was also very, very good for them. He finished with 27 points on 10 of 14 shooting, 2 of 5 from 3 and 5 of 5 from the line. North Carolina gets to the free throw line 34 times to Dayton's 15. Part of that was, you know, North Carolina's aggression in the second half of getting to the line, getting to the rim, taking it to the hole. And granted, you know, I thought the officiating in the last 7 minutes was not great. It's not the reason why Dayton lost, but it also wasn't very good, in my opinion. And as someone who was there, it just felt like North Carolina had more and more opportunities at the line than Dayton did. And, you know, it's not like Dayton was just settling for jumpers all the time. They were going to the rim too. They were getting to the rim as well. They were getting hit just the same as North Carolina was. Calls just didn't seem to go our way. So, you know, that happens. And again, I want to reiterate that officiating is not the reason the Dayton Flyers lost this basketball game. North Carolina, and honestly, I wouldn't even call this game a meltdown or, you know, that Dayton blew it. North Carolina just kind of methodically chipped away at the lead throughout the second half. They got it to under double digits by the 9 minute mark. And as I said earlier, it was pretty much a slugfest from there. They made a few more plays than Dayton did and ultimately come away with a 92-90 victory. And it's the first time since 2000 that Dayton has scored 90 points in regulation and lost. Credit to David Jablonski for that stat. But ultimately, Dayton comes up short. For Dayton, I thought they played extremely well, even in the second half. The defensive intensity kind of slipped a little bit in the second half. But also, you know, the officiating started calling the game, you know, a lot more close in the second half. They They called more fouls. It was a long game, an extremely long basketball game. There were 47 total fouls in this basketball game, which I think is too much. It was a free throw parade for North Carolina, especially in the second half. I mean, actually they went to the line more in the first half. In the first half, Carolina went 13 for 18 from the free throw line. In the second half, they were 14 of 16. Dayton was 6 of 8 from the line in the first half and 6 of 7 from the line in the second half. So if you want to point to a positive, that's one. Free throw shooting had been a big-time struggle for Dayton coming into Maui. So they shot the ball well. They shot 43% from three last night on 32 attempts. They were 14 of 32, and I think they missed their first four or five, so it's even better than that. Nate Santos led Dayton in scoring. He had 15. Flyers had six players in double figures. Zed Key had 10. Cheeks had 11. Malachi Smith with 12. Posh Alexander with 11. I thought he played a tremendous game. I thought it was his best game in a Dayton uniform last night. And Amiel Letang, Big Baguette, the big Frenchie, with 13. And I was very, very impressed with him. I thought he really grew up last night. And he was a viable option down the stretch. He hit a pretty big three with about 3 minutes to go to put Dayton back up four. And, if we can get that kind of production from him this season, then they're going to win a lot of basketball games. And if they play like they did last night, they're going to beat 99% of the teams they play on their schedule. And that's including Marquette. That's including Cincinnati. That's including Iowa State or whoever else they may play in Maui. If they play like they did last night, or even 80% of how they played last night, they're going to win a lot of basketball games. So, losing sucks. I'm not a moral victories kind of person most of the time. I do make some exceptions. And I don't even think last night is an exception. I'm not even touting this as a moral victory. I'm just saying that the way that Dayton played gives me hope and promise for how this season is going to play out. Because let's be honest, the competition that Dayton played in their first five basketball games wasn't very good outside of Northwestern. And, they beat Northwestern. That's a good win. But then to step on a court with the number 12 team in the country, in North Carolina, the number one offense in the country, RJ Davis, who is probably going to be a first-team All-American guy or close to it, a whole bunch of highly touted transfers, or recruits rather, like Seth Trimble and Elliot Cadeau, who quite frankly is a bitch, and to hang with them for all 40 minutes and to dominate for 20 of them. And I came away from last night extremely, extremely encouraged. I think Coach Grant has the players buying into what he's selling. I think he's doing a tremendous job. If your takeaway from last night is that, that game is on Anthony Grant, that game's on Coach Grant, quite frankly, you're stupid. I can't help you, because last night was just North Carolina being one of the 12 best teams in the country and Dayton coming up short. That's all it was. If you want to talk about, Coach Grant blew the game, whatever. He was out on the court. Well, then you also have to give him credit for Coach Grant having a plan and getting the guys to be up 21 at one point and 18 at halftime. So, people are free to believe what they want to believe. But if you think Anthony Grant's the problem, then quite frankly, I don't think you really know ball. So you're not really worth my time. So where does this lead Dayton? Well, it leads to a matchup with an even higher ranked team, as the Dayton Flyers will go up against Iowa State today at 3:30 Maui time, 8:30 Eastern. And, Iowa State lost a absolutely crushing game against Auburn. They had the ball with under 30 seconds to go, no shot clock. We're holding for the last shot in a tie game. They tie it over, or they turn it over. Auburn goes down, misses a layup, gets a tip in with 1 second to go, and Auburn moves on, leaving the Iowa State Cyclones to be Dayton's opposition in their second game in Maui. They're led by Keyshawn Gilbert. He leads the team in scoring with 15. Curtis Jones is right behind him at 14.8. And Taman Lipsey at 11.8. All three are guards. They're going to go through their guards. They play through their guards. The interesting note about Iowa State, They only shoot 32% from three. Keyshawn Gilbert is not a great three-point shooter. He's only 20% on the season. Lipsey is 25%. Curtis Jones, however, is a 40% three-point shooter. So he is the perimeter threat for Iowa State. But they're going to hang their hat on defense. Iowa State is a tremendous defensive team. They were last year. They're going to be again this year. And you just hope that, you know, with the crushing loss they had, they come out maybe a little less focused, you know, despite the fact that Dayton took North.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Carolina to the wire last night. They'll go, it's just Dayton. We're going to beat them. And, you know, hopefully Dayton can come out properly motivated and properly prepared and properly ready to go, because that's a tough bit, you know, to lose a game like that, you know, at the game ended at 9:30 Maui time, to turn around, you know, 15 hours later and play at 3:30 out here. You know, that's going to take some metal, and you got to get back up off the mat, because you know what? We didn't get it done yesterday, but you have another tremendous opportunity in front of you. And if you win this game today, you get another tremendous opportunity, because more than likely you're going to be facing UConn. And that's all these are. These are great opportunities. Dayton's season isn't sank if they lose to Iowa State today, but it really, really would help if they do beat Iowa State today, and then you get a chance to play UConn. And if, you know, if you don't lose to UConn, well, then there's no shame in that. But if you beat UConn, and then you're in the tournament, as long as you avoid landmines throughout the season. So, you know, all in all, it's disappointing that Dayton lost. I was upset that Dayton lost. I was sad. But ultimately, I woke up today with some clarity and realize that, hey, look, if we just play how we played last night, for the most part, Dayton's going to be just fine this season. And, you know, with the A-10 looking the way it is, and it looks weak again, you know, we do the dance every year. We're like, oh, this is the year that the A-10 is going to be better. And then, you know, the actual basketball starts, and a lot of the Atlantic 10 stinks. And that's just how it goes. So, you know, so some tremendous opportunities, even after Maui. You still have Marquette, you still have Cincinnati, but picking up a win here in Maui is pretty critical. And if you lose today to Iowa State, then you're probably going to get Colorado. And that's a game that you do have to win. You need to win that game. We need to come away from the island with one win. And you just hope that the guys are ready for it. And I think they will be. I think they're going to be ready to go today against Iowa State. And, you know, just let tip the ball out and let things go where they may. And we'll see what happens. Just kind of circling back to some final statistics from, you know, some things that stood out from the North Carolina game. Zed Key was in foul trouble yet again. He fouled out. He was a minus 19. He was 4 of 8 from the field for 10 points. Only grabbed 2 rebounds. Again, only played 20 minutes. Zed, I love the guy. He brings a lot of energy. He almost plays too hard, pretty erratic. He needs to find ways to not pick up cheap fouls. Nate Santos was kind of up and down. He was 5 of 12. He was 2 of 6 from 3. And there was a very well-designed play. I believe Dayton was down 1 with under 2 minutes to go, maybe under 3 minutes to go. And there was a beautifully designed play to get Nate Santos a 3 on the wing that was wide open, and he missed it. And that was a bit of a back-breaking moment for him. It would have been nice for that one to go. Enoch Cheeks, you know, you look at his box score, and you're not going to see a lot of, you know, anything that jumps out at you. But I'm just still so impressed at the leap that he has taken. He's still an elite-style defender, but his offensive game has taken a huge leap. He made 3 threes last night. He was 4 of 11 from the field. He grabbed 8 boards, had 2 steals, didn't turn the ball over. You know, and this is where plus minus can be a very, very misleading stat, because in the stat sheet, it says he's a minus 18. And that definitely isn't the impact that Enoch Cheeks had on the basketball game last night. Where plus minus does tell the truth is Malachi Smith. Mally, bluntly, didn't play very well last night. He hit one big three pretty late in the second half, but he was 4 of 12. He was 2 of 5 from the line. He had two turnovers. He only had two assists. He fouled out as well, or he had four fouls, so he was in foul trouble in the first half. He played 21 minutes. And, you know, it was clear in the second half that North Carolina was willing to let Malachi Smith drive to the lane and try and put something up, because they were essentially funneling him to the lane to where the big was. And too many times he just tried to get herky-jerky up and put something up or try a pass, and we weren't getting calls. And I just didn't think Malachi Smith played very well last night. And, you know, these games happen. It's not like I'm out on Malachi Smith as a player because he had a bad game against North Carolina, but I just didn't think he played particularly well. He had three of his shots blocked. Dayton had their shot blocked four times. Mally was three of them. So that kind of illustrates my point about them funneling him to the lane and letting him go up because he was probably going to get his shot blocked. Posh Alexander played 23 minutes. He was 4 of 9 from the field, scored 11 points. I thought Posh played very well. He looked like the player that Dayton got in the transfer portal from last season at Butler. I thought that was his best game. He was not intimidated by North Carolina at all. I thought he did a tremendous job on RJ Davis when he was guarding him. You know, we're probably going to stick with the same starting lineup of Malachi Smith, Enoch Cheeks, Bennett, Key, and Santos, but I'd look at getting Posh Alexander a little more run as we keep moving forward, as he's gotten better with each passing game. Amiel Letong, big Frenchie, big Baguette, the Frenchie, the Frenchman. As I stated a little bit earlier, and I'm going to talk about a little bit more here, I thought he played tremendous. He showed me a lot. He only played 12 minutes, and honestly, I think it could have been higher. He's got good shooting form. If he can knock down threes, step out, make threes, he's got soft hands. You know, obviously you'd like to see him get a little bigger, start grabbing a little more rebounds. He only had two rebounds last night. But man, if you can get that kind of production out of a freshman, 4 of 8, 3 of 6 from three, 2 of 2 from the line, 13 points. He was a plus 9 and plus minus. Only turned the ball over one time. He grabbed two boards. If you can get that from him on a consistent basis, and then that's just another rotational player that Dayton can rely on and count on. So good things from the Frenchman, and I think he's only going to keep getting better and better. And also, Juwan Simon played 7 minutes last night, unspectacular on the box score, but I like the energy he brings. He plays hard. He grabbed a couple big rebounds in that second half, like in the midst of three North Carolina players. He defends well. He knows his role, and he wants to play well in his role. So credit to him. And Isaac Jack rounded out the players who played for Dayton last night with 7 minutes, and then Hamad Musa played 9. He made 1 3. So that's pretty much the rundown of Dayton. I think the only player I didn't really touch on was Javon Bennett. Thought he played well too. 3 of 9, 3 of 6 from three, 9 points, 4 assists. Didn't turn the ball over. He was a plus 4. So, you know, all in all, it's disappointing that Dayton lost the game, but I don't think the world is ending. The sky is not falling. The sun came up. It's beautiful out here in Maui today. You know, so credit to everybody who back home, if you stayed up to watch the end of that one, I'm sure it was a shitty day of work for you, but Flyer Nation loves you all the same. And if you're out here on the island, you know, let's just get after it today and tomorrow and go out and enjoy ourselves. So that's it for me. I just wanted to get something up here for everybody. I know we missed last week. I was busy with work and travel, but wanted to get this episode up. I will probably be bringing another one to you after the Iowa State game, and then perhaps after the third game, depending on, you know, who Dayton plays and how it all plays out. But that's going to do it for me. Just a quick brief episode to kind of recap the loss against North Carolina. Again, Dayton loses 92-90 to North Carolina. They play Iowa State today at 8:30 Eastern. That's 3:30 Maui time. So hopefully everybody is tuned in. If you're on the island, hopefully you go out there and we make the Lahaina Civic Center loud once again. It was very loud last night. Actually, you know what? No, there's one more point I want to make here. Credit to the fans last night. They were into it from Jump Street, you know, and they always are when we're out here in Maui. But the fan support last night was tremendous. It was loud the entire game. North Carolina's crowd, quite frankly, was ready to go to bed in that first half. They didn't get into it until Carolina cut it to under seven in the second half, you know, and then they started being loud and making noise. But they were 75% of the arena last night, and Dayton's 25% was much, much louder than them. So credit to the Dayton fans out here on the island. It's awesome. I can't wait to do it again today. And hopefully Dayton can come away with a win. So now I'm done. Now I'm finished. Until tomorrow, we have two roles on the show. They are Wear Red, Be Loud, Mahalo. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Cheers.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.